This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Chris, I don't know if you can tell the sincerity and the urgency of my voice, but food is a big problem right now. And it's been reported that in Germany, food prices were scheduled to go up between 20 and 50% starting yesterday. There's rationing in throughout the world because of the expected food outages and shortages and the current shortages. You know that fertilizer has gone up 3x. We already talked about that. Russia is withholding grains from the market. And just because you don't buy your grains from Russia, other countries do. And that'll pull grains from our country. I suggest you consider buying some food post-haste. And if you consider our track record, I believe USA Prepares is among the most accurate, if not the most accurate, in forecasting in radio over the last 11 years. Here's what you can do right now. You can buy from the Chinese factory outlet. You can buy pork and beans for 68 cents a can right now. Limit 12. You can buy 12 packs of green beans for 49 cents a can right now. Chinese factory outlet. That's their house brand. And you can buy 12 packs of corn at 49 cents a can in 12 packs. You can do that right now. And if you buy 12 packs of corn, you can have it shipped free to your location as long as you spend over $35. I'm not saying it's the best, but it beats beating it beats eating nothing. And I am 100% certain that the prices are going to continue to rise. Rich?
Yeah, Vince, this is all by design, folks. We've been saying this for a long time, and I've been talking about how you need to go to these Chinese outlet stores, how Vince talks about them. And you could buy, you know, hundreds of pounds of pasta, beans, rice, dehydrated. Now, I don't know if they still have it, but you could. And you could buy them for on the cheap. I mean, pasta, beans, and rice can go a very long way to keep you surviving. All right, folks, I'm going to go back to news here because my objective is to wake people up and give people information. Now, I try my best to do a very short-cut version. Sometimes I feel like I speak in code, like Yoda on that Star Wars movie, because I have so much information, and I want to make sure I give it to you in context. But I go through it quickly. I realize that, and I apologize for doing it quickly, but I can't think of. I mean, we can talk and banter and do things like that, but you're only going to get a very small percentage of information, and I like to give as many objective facts as possible, especially in these days since we're way past the 11th hour. So here we go. Bombshell report. Biden got 225,000 excess votes in fraud tainted swing states in 2020. And this also affects down ballot too, folks. Next, Arizona State Senator Sonny Borelli. Unmonitored drop boxes revealed over 733,000 unaccounted for ballots in Maricopa County's 2020 election. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next, the Federal Election Committee fines Hillary Clinton and the DNC over Russia collusion hoax. We talked about this. Look, if this was you or I, we'd be in prison for life. You make this stuff up. You pay people to make this stuff up. The P dossier, the Russia, all this stuff. It's all a hoax. When I say that, when I give thousands of examples over the years of propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting, I do not need to make this up because of all the corruption that's out there. It's obvious. And the truth independent media has been saying this for a long time. But see, when there's enough evidence that's out there, then the powers that be got to say, oops. And all they, what happens? All they do is get fined. They get fined for overthrowing a sitting government. That's what they did. So basically, the Democrats are saying that basically official authorities don't mean anything. That's basically what they've admitted to, that government is inept, it's incapacitated, it's irrelevant. And that's why they want unelected officials running the world. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents. Next, GOP officials in more than half the Wisconsin counties are calling for the decertification of the state's 2020 election. Stop talking about it, folks. We appreciate what you're doing and start doing something about it. You know, it's just like watching a YouTube video. It's just like reading a book. It's all good. The information is good. You have to get the information, but you also have to do it. Stop talking about it, people. Next, Mike Pence launches midterm agenda, urges conservatives to not talk about the past. I don't know whether to puke or to laugh. Mike Pence, unless you're part, look, I hear all these people talking about, oh, this is a sting operation. This is, we have devolution happening in the background, which is basically the military really being in control. I would love for that to be right. But right now, I'm going to say Mike Pence and the Pence family name is going to be up there with Benedict Arnold, a traitor, a coward. Next, Wisconsin Congressional District, six GOP event participants vote to decertify the 2020 election results and for Speaker Voss to resign. I think his name is Robin Voss. He is up there with Mike, with the Pence name. The Voss name is equivalent to the Benedict Arnold of the Pence name. Traitor, coward. Is he bought and paid for? Is he blackmailed or is he threatened? That's what the boss means. Next, Democrats implicated. Listen up, folks. Georgia ballot traffickers were using Democrat official offices as stopping points during the ballot drop runs. You can't make this stuff up, people. Can you believe with all the evidence of election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference, that nobody's doing anything? I mean, you might as well walk into a bank or a jewelry store and take what you want, folks, because there's not going to be any repercussions. There's no accountability. Nothing matters anymore. Next. New document shows how Obama-tied dark money group used Zuckerberg's cash to swing the election. Next, Bill Barr broke the law. The fix is in. Bill Barr did not do his job. How many times have I talked about when you lower the bars of standards for a job, whether it be Voss, whether it be Pence, whether it be Barr, these are all Benedict Arnolds. Look, I hope you guys are doing a sting operation. I hope you guys are part of the devolution. But I'm not seeing it. All I'm seeing is cowardice and treason, and that's and deception, and that people have been sold to the highest bidder. See, you eliminate the rule of law, folks. Barr, Pence, Voss. You eliminate the rule of law for precedents. You've eliminated the value and the opportunity for people to control their own destiny in your country because of what you've gained through blackmail, being bought and paid for, or however you've done it. You are American sellouts. Did you hear me? Next. Former AG Barr stopped investigations into trailer load of 288,000 ballots into Pennsylvania from New York. Remember that truck driver? He was all over the independent media. He literally drove almost 300,000 ballots from Pennsylvania to New York. It was a big, huge fraud scam, and Barr stopped it. Wow. Bill Barr, if you're part of a sting operation, I don't think you're doing it right, because you're looking like a coward and a traitor to not just America, but to the whole world. Next, U.S. Postal Service refuses to release investigative report on whistleblower truck driver who hauled 288,000 ballots across state lines. So, what do you remember when I went, when I talked about all the exemptions from the jab? Remember how, you know, China, the Chinese exchange students, millions of them, or the millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants, and the Human Health and Services, the CDC, the FDA, the White House, Congress, all the people telling you to take the jab who have exemptions from the jab and liability, even though there's all this information about natural immunity that we even discussed a little bit today. Who else is on that list? That's my acting job for being a little sarcasm there. Over 60,000 U.S. Postal Service workers who helped rig the election. Remember, I remember because I gave the articles. Think about that, folks. They refused, the U.S. Postal Service, use your tax dollars for the investigation. They refused to release the report. This is a cult, folks. This is illegal beyond. I'm lost for words. Okay, I got to go. I'm looking at all the information I wanted to deliver to you, the listeners, and I have to move on, or else I'm not going to get through, you know, 30% of what I prepared. Zelensky claims Europe can stop the Russian invasion if they go green. Think about this. So let's say we all go green. We have our military dropping like flies from the jab. We have our healthcare situation infiltrated, and they're not only just getting sick and dying, but there's no credibility in any part of healthcare anymore. And they want us to go green to fight a war with batteries from solar panels. You just can't make this stupidity up, folks. Pelosi's son's associate convicted of fraud for scam that Pelosi's son promoted in Ukraine. It's not just Nancy Pelosi's son, folks. It's Mitt Romney's son. It's John Kerry's son. It's Joe Biden's son, Hunter. All on Ukrainian corporation boards. See, this is why they want wars, because it hides and distracts from the crimes and stops the information to be revealed to the public. Think about that. That's called, remember you heard me say this many times, what happens when someone's born on third base? Protectionist group status. We are seeing hypocrisy at the highest levels, double standards at the highest levels, the delegitimization of work and the lowering of bars of standards for a job at the highest levels. And they're getting liability immunity. And you're getting back wealth and equality. Congratulations.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As we look up the current membership of the Committee of 300, you will see the names that tie everything that Rich has been saying together, and it will wipe that smile right off your face. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, folks, unfortunately, we don't make any of this stuff up. I wish we did. You know, why would you tune in to get subjective emotional opinion? Why would you tune in if we're just going to blow smoke up your butt and tell you what you want to hear so we could be liked? What's the humanitarian benefit in doing so? A lot of this stuff that we talk about is not easy. It's hard. It's hard to imagine that we have so many sellouts, not just against Americans, but against humanity in general. And one thing, and Vince can agree with this or concur, that I've given hundreds of ideas and solutions. I've actually done broadcasts for the, not just for the class, but everybody who listens around the world, talking about what we need to do. Even addressing if indeed 7.5 billion people is too much for the planet, I talked about a humane, voluntary way of population control in lieu of genocide, eugenics, wars, poisoning our food, water, and drugs. And I've gone into great detail. But see, the powers that be are all bought and paid for. And they want, when they want depopulation, they want it now, when we could do it in a really humane way. That's volunteer. Okay, I got to move on, folks, because I can go off into tangents and talk about this. If I had a four-hour broadcast every day, I could do that, but I don't. So I'm going to just concentrate on specific information that benefits the people who are listening. Next article.
That's just one point of clarification. When you talk about population reduction in a humane way, we're not talking about guillotines. We're not talking about gas chambers. We're not talking about the electric chair. What we're talking about is plan your family and have fewer children. That's what we're talking about. Okay?
Well, I've even given suggestions, Vince, and I'm going to make comment on that real quick and move on. You know, if we had, what I mean by voluntary population control, we could also say, okay, well, if you get your tubes tied, if you get a vasectomy, then you get maybe $1 million or some type of life-changing money. And this is a shooting-from-the-hip solution. We can go into great specificity and detail, and it could change as in a working solution. But we could make people want to volunteer not to have children and to take care of the sovereignty of their country, the humanity of the world. And because, and I'm not even saying 7.5 billion people overpopulated. That's not, I'm not even bringing up this discussion. I'm bringing up the fact that the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Soros, Gates, I mean, Gates has said this publicly. I've mentioned these articles. He's calling for world population or depopulation. So all these people, you know, Kissinger, all these people who are pining to kill everybody so they can have the natural resources for themselves and their kin, if we did everything in a volunteer manner, in a humanitarian manner, we could get the population, world population down to whatever the elites want. And if they are going to continue to poison us with, you know, poison our water, poison our food, poison our soil, start eliminating energy, everything that they're doing that we talk about in this program, we could do it in a so much more humane way through volunteerism. That's all we're saying. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. Next, Chris Wallace blames his father and 60 Minutes for the current distrust of the media. And I think what he might be referring to is, I remember Chris Wallace's father, he gave a documentary on vaccine injuries. That would never happen today. Can you imagine Chris Wallace get born on third base and blames his father for the current distrust of the media when his father actually gave a documentary on vaccine injuries? Wow. Next, Canada passing Bill C-11 gives the government full control over all broadcasting systems and media. Beware everybody in the free world. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The biggest city in China is completely locked down. Communist authorities extended the lockdown to cover all of Shanghai after a citywide testing showed COVID-19 is surging throughout the city of 26 million people. Shanghai reported more than 13,000 new cases on Monday, up from more than 8,000 on Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky is addressing the UN General Assembly this hour. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned the blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
As crime in American cities continues, less than two blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, six people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The canceling of Will Smith has begun. The Sun newspaper is reporting streaming platforms like Netflix and Apple Plus TV were interested in acquiring the rights to a Will Smith biopic based on his best-selling autobiography. But the slap that was heard around the world at the Oscar ceremony last month, both companies reportedly quietly removed their bids to work on the project. The Biden administration ending the enforcement of Title 42 will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Young Kim from California, the Republican, she told Newsmax that the Biden administration has no plan, but she does.
Actually, this is going to, we just introduced it last week, and in talking to my colleagues, there is a good consensus there. It looks like we're gaining some traction here, and I hope that this bill will bring up for a markup and get it passed through the committee hearings and bring it to the floor and vote immediately. As we know, the Biden administration has chosen to downplay the problem at our southern border and misleading the public about gravity of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs pouring in through our southern border. You know, I've been down to the border three times already since I've been in office in a short period of time, and I saw the situation getting worse, not getting better.
Kansas beat North Carolina by 3 points last night to win the college basketball national championship. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Today, God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, I know some people who support the current, the guy in the big chair and those who he is surrounded by. I know people who supported him. I no longer talk to them. I no longer want to talk to them. I no longer want to have anything to do with them. Rich, any comments?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can comment on that all day. You have something called mass formation psychosis. It's basically mind control. It's fear. It's hypnosis. It's turning thinkers into followers because they think that's the agenda or that's the position or the design control of their party, like the Democrat Party. First of all, it's not a left-right paradigm. It's very little of that. It's the aristocracy taking over the world and controlling the serfs. It's divide-and-conquer strategies. It's lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Even the Pentagon admits mass formation psychosis for population control. Look, we have the powers that be, the mainstream media, the journalists, all the judges, bankers, politicians. They have betrayed the trust of the people. They have dishonored and corrupted their profession for their own personal benefit. There's no more experts. There's no more official authorities. It's just like I talked about that Nazi program a few weeks ago on DARPA and the NIH and the MK Ultra. Mind control is manipulation. They use frequencies, electromagnetic radiation, mass, social distancing, surveillance, gene editing, tracing, tracking, hacking humans. They admit to that. They use words like Agenda 21 and climate change and all the fear. They delegitimize work. They eliminate value. They consolidate power, money, and control. These are designed mind control trigger words that they use. They bank on your emotion as part of the psyop, as part of the behavior modification, the controlled reset, creating victim group status, using virtual reality and getting away from regular reality. If you're at a point, if you have friends or family, folks, who's not going to listen, if they refuse to read, research, and verify and think for themselves, you need to let them go. I'm sorry to say so. I'm not trying to be a mean, tough guy here, but you can only do so much. You got to move on, let those people go. I'm not saying you don't have to, you know, harm them or stop loving them, but you need to move on to other people who's going to carry their weight. And we're not even telling anybody on this broadcast to listen to us. We're saying, check, verify what we say. Read, research. You got to think for yourself. Vince, if it's
Rich, I've got a quick comment. It's important. What you just said is really, really important at this point in time, at this juncture. Class, if you have people attached to you who are dead weight, who are not helping, who are not part of your plan to survive, you need to do exactly what Rich said. Cut them loose. That doesn't mean hurt them. That just means you don't have to support them anymore. You don't have to carry them anymore. And how important is it? I have done this. Rich and I have not talked about this. I've cut loose people who are dead weight, who will sink my family. Anyone who will sink my family because of their ineptitude, their callousness, their carelessness, their recklessness, their selfishness, they've all been cut loose. No kidding. No kidding. I don't have time to even talk to them on the phone. I don't want to talk to them on the phone. They don't get it. They're too stupid to get it. And I'm out of breath trying to help them. And I'm not going to do it anymore. And I've already cut them loose. All of them. Rich?
Yeah. I mean, I have an article here. Chelsea Clinton attacks Trump over his weight and says the Republican Party is part of the party of the white supremacists. And yet she goes out because of her family name and gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year while her mother flies around the world talking about white privilege and carbon footprints, and you're paying for everything just to sell a sanctioned narrative. Look, there comes a time that you can't believe the propaganda anymore because most of it is so far-fetched, it's in the BS column. Okay, I got to move on. I wish I had more time, Vince. I need to get more information out to the people. Okay, El Salvador declares state of emergency to fight gang-killing spree. Why did I put that in there? Because El Salvador wanted to go independent from the SWIFT system and take Bitcoin as their primary exchange. Why do you think that's happening? Read between the lines. Next, Senator Roger Marshall predicts a worldwide famine in 1 to 2 years as fertilizer and fuel prices skyrocket. Look, Vince and I, we've been talking about this till we're blue in the face, and that's why we're going to talk about gardening next week. We've talked about all this stuff for years. Next, the NFL says teams must hire a minority or a female offensive coach. Look, forget about what group you're in, what hyphen or pronoun you have. It's about qualifications. qualifications. It's about standards. It's about expectations. It's about proven results. That's what the job is about. We have a situation that we have totally delegitimized work. We are living in a state where we have allowed political correctness to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where nothing matters anymore. And all it does is protect the most corrupt and give liability immunity to the and free lunch to the people who don't deserve it. We have eliminated value in America. Next. The Sheriff Max Show, FBI's Patriot Conspiracy Program, infiltrates and incites group to violence. Yes, folks, any group, anytime you go anywhere, there are people taping you, looking to set you up, looking to infiltrate your group and create violence. This is what these people have literally sold out you and their country for their own personal gain.
Next. Rich, could you say that again, please? Could you say that again? Who was it?
This was the Sheriff Max Show. It was titled FBI's Patriot Conspiracy Program Infiltrates and Incites Groups to Violence. It's on, on TV.
You're talking about Sheriff Richard Mack.
That's correct.
I know him.
Yeah, I know him,
and I refused to let him come to our Get Prepared Expo after he stood us up several times. I know that guy. He bought me lunch, not with my permission.
I know what you're saying, Vince, but I'm just verifying the fact that a lot of our government organizations and institutions have infiltrated the people in order to set them up to arrest them or to incite violence. That's the whole point behind that argument. Okay, I gotta move on to more articles here. I'm running out of time. Mayor Lightfoot assigned 70 Chicago cops to personal security detail created in 2020. Pardon me. 70 Chicago cops to her own personal security detail that you're paying for in your taxpayer dollars, folks. It's a joke. And I had 500 articles to choose from Judge Brown Jackson. I just chose one where she disagreed with expert witnesses' definition of pedophilia. That's what they do, folks. They change the definition and the context of every argument in order to create plausible deniability themselves. What some of the excuses I've heard and the apologies she's made to pedophiles and violent criminals is disgusting. It's just, again, not doing your job, lowering the bars of standards and expectations. Next, hate hoax in Sacramento. That's just one of the many hate hoaxes that's going around the country right now, where they had black students responsible for racist graffiti, and they actually caught them on tape. But you're not supposed to mention that. It's not politically correct. Next, Disney doubles down on promoting pedophilia, wants all children groomed in public schools. How many school articles, hundreds, have we given on this program? Next, Oregon fourth grade teacher charged with attempted rape of two minors looks exactly as you'd expect. Next, it's official. Washington schools adopt a race-based punishment regime blaming white students with the highest punishment. Folks, come on. Gay middle school teacher sent nudes, selfies to students. Why in the hell are you sending your kids to public government schools, folks? Because those kids are going to blame you when their life goes south. Next, school nurse suspended after Facebook post that questioned why 11-year-olds need puberty blockers. The school nurse was suspended because she questioned why 11-year-olds need puberty blockers. I want you to wrap your head around this, folks. This is what happens when people don't participate. This is what happens when people are afraid to be called a name. This is what happens when people are afraid to get on a list and don't participate in our country, in politics, in humanity. This is what happens when you're afraid. You don't say anything. Everybody has to participate and speak up. Next, top U.S. Airbase commander ran a child porn ring, risked U.S. security. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Biden's inflation will cost Americans an extra $5,200 this year. $5,200. When you earn $5,200, folks, okay, net to spend, you probably have to earn actually $8,000. Just to put it in reality.
$15,000 to $20,000 minimum.
Well, for $5,200?
Yes. You're taxed at, people are taxed at about 75% of their gross. They're taxed.
Well, you're right. It all depends. Is it capital gains? Is it ordinary income?
No,
you're
I'm talking about sales tax, real estate tax, license plate, library fees, toll roads, gasoline tax, income tax, FICA.
Okay.
Add it all up, 75.
Tax. Yeah. You're right, Vince. You're right. Okay, I just have so much. Intentional food shortages. Intentional. Government drains water reservoirs, sells farmland to China. Are you listening? It's on Red Voice Media. Next, Biden wants $15 billion for election assistance to rig all future elections. Are you paying attention, people? Next, Russia could soon demand rubles for fertilizer, grains, minerals, timber, and other commodities, and not just energy. And Russia is linking its ruble to gold, which is basically opens the door to eliminating the world reserve currency, which is backed by nothing. Look, Russia is taking care of their people with a gold-backed currency, and we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs, printing money left and right. Next, Winsome Sears. She's awesome. Awesome. I think she's the lieutenant governor in Virginia. America knows Biden is to blame for high gas prices. Absolutely. We've talked about this in detail. Next, Biden administration considering pulling health care from veterans to treat illegal aliens. Did you hear what I said? Pulling health care from veterans to treat illegal aliens. They're expecting tens of millions of illegal aliens to come into this country, unvetted, mostly military-age men. Next, Joe Biden will drop Trump-era Title 42 border restrictions May 23rd. Border crossings will triple at the very least. Next, rents across U.S. skyrocket. 98% increase for one-bedroom, 100% for two-bedroom, because you got to compete against all these...
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us live in Montana. Rich, you mentioned that the NFL teams feel they must hire a female or a minority offensive coach. Well, we already did hire an offensive female coach. Her name is Jen Psaki, White House press secretary.
That's a good play on words, Vince. Hey, Vince, I during the commercial break, I just knocked it down to six more articles I want to give real quick, if that's okay. So basically, gender X passports are supposed to be available soon, and the lot, what they're going to be pushing behind the scenes, when you read between the lines, is you'll be able to self-identify not just as any gender, any age, but any name and country of origin. I want you to think about why they're doing this. Country of origin, basically making sovereign countries irrelevant on purpose, so you're part of the World Economic Forum. Okay, next, CNN admits 7-hour gap in the Trump phone logs for January 6th. Remember all that? Well, they admit now it's all fake news. Look, everything that we've talked about for a very long time on the independent / truth media was conspiracy theorists. Now it's all true. We're no longer conspiracy theorists, are we? Okay, next. GOP
Rich, Ted Turner is the founder of CNN. He is a committee member. So is Bill Clinton. So is Bill Gates. Back to you.
Absolutely. Look, anybody, just like one of the articles I mentioned about Canada not too long ago, you know, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum literally admitted the treason of Trudeau and half of the cabinet as being World Economic Forum owned people. Owned. Okay? That's called treason, people. When you put an institution of unelected officials who wants to control the world and depopulate over your own people. There's no other way to say it but treason. Next, GOP's Matt Gaetz pushes to strip security clearances from all 51 intelligence offices who signed the letter claiming Hunter Biden's laptop was disinformation. Remember that? We gave a bunch of those names. Remember that? Well, we should do the same thing. Anybody who's a proponent of unvetted illegal immigration and there's crimes, it doesn't matter, murder, rape, any type of mayhem, it doesn't matter. The lawyers and the judges should be arrested by the citizenry and have a trial and have, if they're guilty, they need to have all of their assets taken. Same thing. Publish the information. Next. Secret Service pays $30,000 per month for Malibu Mansion to protect Hunter Biden. Is there steam coming out of your ears now? If we did one-millionth of what he did, we'd be in prison forever. And it says, let me re-edit this article. It says Secret Service pays $30,000 per month. No, you pay $30,000 a month for Hunter Biden's Malibu mansion. You do. The biggest tax you're getting hit with, like Vince talked about a few moments ago, is what? Inflation. It's a hidden secret tax. And for those of you who believe the government numbers of 7.9%, please send me a check and I will send you a virtual bridge. It's at least 15 to 16%. If you look at health care, if you look at housing, if you look at food, if you look at gas, if you look at oil, if you look at rent, I mean, all the most important necessities in life for the little people, is probably those things are probably closer to 30% right now. Okay. A couple more articles. Seattle Museum is now hosting a sex-themed drag camp for children. Drag, like as in drag queen. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. All published in the public domain. And BLM, and I'm not talking about the federal land. I'm talking Black Lives Matter. BLM secretly used donor money to purchase $6 million of Los Angeles mansions. Well, Vince, obviously I omitted and deleted a lot of these articles during the commercial breaks. I know we have a couple of seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word. Do you have any comments on any of this stuff? I mean, can you believe that what I'm mentioning is happening in the free world and even in America, Vince?
Yeah, I have a comment. I was suggested that I tune to another broadcast, not on Genesis Communications Network, but on another network. And I heard the host say, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, this, they're saying that, you know, we are free speech. The only place you need to go for free speech. And we desperately need your money. That's what I heard them say on the radio. They're not the only place you need to go for free speech. And they don't even talk about the kind of things we talk about. They're the guys that told you that COVID is fake fraud and, to use their term, BS. Really? How's it working? I read an article that said 1 billion people have died from COVID so far. 1 billion with a B. I can't prove it. But if that's true, it's really working well. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs,
thank you,
tomorrow.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.